There's a common theme in the three first Old Testament readings we have from last week, this week, and next week. And the theme is, in a certain way, the rejection of God's prophecy. Last week, he was sending Ezekiel out, and the Lord told him that you're going to go and you're going to tell them what I tell you to tell them, and they are not going to listen to you. But you're still going to tell them. This week, Amos is told by the priest, you need to leave. And after King Solomon died, his son was a tyrant. And so the kingdoms of the north, the 10 kingdoms of the north of Israel, they broke off from Israel, or from Judah and Benjamin. And so Judah retained the capital of Jerusalem as well as the temple. But the rest of the tribes, they intermingled with the pagans in their area, and they began to do abominable things. Even the priests of the north would not listen to the prophets, Amos among them. And I'm not sure if the purpose of this, although it is fitting, of having these three readings with that focus, is to prepare us for our vacation, if you will, that starts in 2 weeks, of John's Gospel. The vacation is from St. Mark, and we'll spend 6 weeks listening to the Bread of Life discourse, all of chapter 6 in John's Gospel. And maybe that's to help drive home two important points, the one from the Old Testament and the other from the New, which I'll get to in a moment. But the reality is, there's one thing that keeps us from God, and it's our sin. And the readings of these last week, this week, and next week from the Old Testament remind us that we're not the first generation to reject God's teaching. It's been happening, unfortunately, for millennia. But there is a difference between even the Jews and us, and certainly between all of the pagans and other religions than Catholics. And that's Jesus Christ. When the Lord sent the apostles out in the gospel we listened to this morning, he sent them out and told them to preach repentance, and they did. Because that's what we have, our obstacle between us and God is unrepentant sin. And the Lord knew that that was his whole purpose for coming, was to take away the obstacle. Now the danger is, when we accept sin, the danger becomes to become like the Old Testament people of Ezekiel's time or of Amos's time, where not only will we not accept that that's the teaching, but we'll even claim that what is not sin. We live in that culture today. You can go back about 60 years ago, and people started to say that fornication was not a sin. And then you fast forward about 25 years later, and all of a sudden people think that it's actually a positive good for a man and a woman to live together before they're married. It absolutely is not, because it flies in the face of God's law. And you can never stand up to God and say you're wrong. Now, that doesn't mean we're not sinners. But there's a big difference between recognizing that I'm a sinner in need of God's mercy and trying to say that my sin is not sin. That's very dangerous. And it's not just dangerous because then we stay stuck in sin and hold up and say something's good that is not good, but it affects our relationship with God. In the second reading, we listen to that beautiful, you could almost call it hymn, about the coming of Christ so that we could be made heirs. And you only get to become an heir when you become a son or a daughter, which he mentions that we are his adopted children. And he sent his son to take away the obstacle that keeps us from him, the one that we put up, which is our own sins. I mentioned many times that when we look at the crucifix, we should immediately think, as St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, of God's love. He would go to that degree to take away the obstacle that keeps us from his Father. He wants us to have his grace. He's made us in such a way that we can accept something that's totally above our human nature. Because grace is the very life of God. And he doesn't want us to wait till heaven. He wants us to have that now. And so we have to be humble in the sight of the Lord. We do have to accept our sins in the sense we have to say, this is a sin, and I need your mercy and forgiveness, Lord, to remove that sin from my soul so that I can live in the freedom of the children of God. Because while that freedom is perfect in heaven, it doesn't wait until heaven to start. It starts now. And you can see that if you've ever met somebody who's had a conversion and they go to confession and they come out and they almost radiate God's grace. Now, that doesn't happen to us every single time we go to confession, but the reality does. His grace comes into our soul and takes away the obstacle, and then fills us with his light so that we can become who we were created to be, adopted sons and daughters of the Father. And of course, not just so that we can be that on earth, but that that grace can be transformed into glory because we were made for eternity with God.